together. Got a question for you. How many of you ever had a good friend?
A good friend?
Yeah, maybe you still have a good friend. Now here's the tough question. How many of you have ever had a good friend that let you down? Maybe we've been a little disappointed. How many ever had a faithful dog? You ever have a dog or a pet, you know, that was faithful? You know, I like to think my dog's faithful, but every once in a while, he decides he wants to run off and go look at something, and he's not very faithful when I tell him to come back, you know? And you know what the consequences of that? He's been sprayed by a skunk twice. You'd think he'd learn, wouldn't you? But this afternoon, I want to talk just a little bit about what it really means to be faithful. And I'm sure that we have all in here always, and I'm very confident that we have always tried to keep our word. That if we tell someone we'll do something, we're going to do it or do everything in our power to do what we said we would do. But there are times, you know, I have even made or told someone I would do something and something come up. It was unforeseen. It was unplanned. I got caught, and I couldn't get there. And I felt horrible. I felt horrible that I just could not change my circumstance. So I have to go apologize and tell them. Well, all that to say this. We have a God who has never, ever said he would do something that he hasn't done. We have a God that is faithful all the time. And I'd just like to share a few thoughts with you and some scripture. When we say God is faithful, it means he is 100% totally trustworthy. So for anyone in here today, if you go to God in prayer, you know 100% absolutely sure, you know God will hear your prayers as you offer them in the name of Jesus. Does God answer prayer? Sure he does. He is 100% faithful in answering our prayers. Now, I'm going to tell you a little truth. There have been times in my life that he didn't answer it exactly like I wanted. But not only is God faithful, he knows what's best. He knows what's best. And we don't always understand our circumstance. We don't always understand his answer. But God's faithful. You know he's faithful to love us? He's faithful to love us. He will never stop loving us. He's faithful. And doesn't that bring comfort to our hearts? Now, you know, I'm a pretty lovable guy, right? I do everything right. I never make mistakes. Uh-oh.
I'm
going to
trickle back behind.
But God loves me with all my imperfections, with all the things that I do wrong, God still loves me. Why? Because he's faithful. He's faithful. Oh Lord, you are my God, Isaiah says. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in your perfect faithfulness, you have done marvelous things. One that we're probably very or more familiar with is out of the book of Lamentations. The Lord's loving kindness never ceases. Isn't that great? His loving kindness never ceases. There's not a moment in our life when his loving kindness will not be. He'll never remove it. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. And here is this great few words of scripture. Great is your faithfulness. That's a great old hymn too, isn't it? Great is thy faithfulness. Okay? Moses one day was allowed to see, get a glimpse of God as he passed by. And Moses proclaimed, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Faithfulness. He is totally trustworthy in his promises. Now, God has made a lot of promises in Scripture. And some of them have not been completed yet. The return of Jesus Christ is yet to come. But yet we have a promise that he will. There's been all kinds of promises that God made that seemed impossible. What about when he told Sarah that she would bear a child in her old age? Actually, in her, let's don't call her old. Let's call her advanced in years. How's that? Does that sound better? Yeah. So Sarah was given this promise. From our perspective, the way it would be impossible at her age to bear a child. What about Elizabeth? She bore a child. She was given a promise, and she bore a child. And so even if the situation looks impossible, if God says, I'm going to do it, it's going to get done. It will be done. So he never makes a promise that he will not keep. In the book of Hebrews, it says, by faith, even Sarah herself, remember Abraham and Sarah, received the ability to conceive even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Now see there again, didn't say Sarah was old. She was just beyond the normal time of conceiving a child. I think God was very polite in that, don't you? He was very polite. One of the things that probably hurt the most, it has in my life, and I'm sure you can share this, and we don't want any confessions here, okay? Have you ever been lied to? And you know, sometimes, like I said, someone says they're going to do something, and then there's circumstances that overwhelm. That can be different. But I've been lied to. I've been told something right to my face that wasn't true. And that hurt. That hurt, you know? God's never going to do that. God has never told a lie. You know what? God has never told a little white lie. God has never said anything untrue. So he's never made a promise he wouldn't keep. Therefore, he's never said anything that wasn't true. The scripture says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? The answer is no. The answer is no. It's a rhetorical question. Not at all. Not at all. Paul says, let God be true and every man a liar. So what he's saying is, God will never say anything that wasn't true. But let me tell you something. There is someone that will say things that aren't true. As a matter of fact, everything he says is not true. Satan is a liar. Our enemy is a liar. He will lie to us about loneliness, abandonment. Does anybody care? And I think as we grow in our years and age, we just kind of wonder, you know. I've been in circumstances, certainly not one like yours right here today. But I'm going to make another confession. I have been in circumstances and that made me wonder if even God cared. Does he really care? And the answer is yes. But you know who put that thought the liar. Satan wanted me to doubt God's presence. He wanted me to doubt God's promises. He wanted me to doubt that God actually would care. He does care. He cares about you right now. Right now, God cares. And He loves you. And He wants to bring you comfort and peace and strength and encouragement. And even if we think others have forgotten, God will never forget you. He will never forget you. And He will never forsake you. As a faithful Creator, Scripture says, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to the faithful Creator and continue to do good. One of the greatest things that God is faithful about is forgiving. Now, this is a huge one for me. Well, it ought to be for everyone. And the Scripture says this: if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. That's a promise, folks. That's a promise to the faithfulness of God. And I'm sorry?
True.
It's true. It's absolutely true. And you know why it's true? Because God said it. There's an old saying that says, God said it, I believe it, that's the end of it. Well, I want to challenge you to know this. God said it, that's the end of it. It don't matter whether we believe it or not. God said it. It's final. It's true. And He will remain faithful to everything that He has said. And the last point that I'd like us to consider, God is faithful because He understands us. And this is the beauty of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God became a man, took on the form of man, and dwelt here on this earth, Jesus lived amongst the people for 30-some years before His crucifixion. The Scripture says that He can sympathize with us, for He was tempted in every way and yet was without sin. That means we have a Savior who really does know how we feel. He really knows how we feel. He understands our pain. He understands our sorrow. He understands our grief. We know that in Scripture, Jesus wept. He cried because a friend of His had died. And friends of His were mourning the loss of their brother. So Jesus understands there is nothing we can experience in our life that God doesn't understand because of what Christ has done for us. That's a beautiful thing for us as we go through life. We don't have a God that's removed, a God that's unapproachable, a God that is separated from our feelings and emotions, a God who can't relate to us. We have a God who cares. He cares. He cares about every little detail of our life. So I want to encourage you today, even in the small things that we think are small in our life, even in the little things, share them with your Heavenly Father. Share them with Him. And I guarantee you can also trust Him in the big things. And even if we have these little bitty doubts, even if we really wonder if God cares or if He's going to be faithful, He is. We have a promise in Scripture that He will never, ever say anything. He has never said anything that is not true. And He has never broken a promise. I'm glad I have a God like that. I'm glad I have a Savior who was willing to die for me. I'm glad I have a Savior who understands my doubts, my fears. I'm glad I have a Savior who understands my suffering, my sorrow. I'm really glad I have a God who is faithful. And I pray here today, I pray that each of you in this room know this same faithful God, the one true and living God. I pray that you spend time with Him every day. And you know, one of the good ways to spend time with the Lord is to not say anything. Just in quietness, we allow Him to minister to us.
Amen. Did you know that Jesus loves us?
Huh?
Did you know that Jesus loves us?
He loves us.
This I know.
Yeah.
For the Bible tells me so.
Yeah.
Because it's true, right?
Yeah.
Amen.